USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No breakthroughs after Thursday's meeting between Ukraine President Zelensky, UN Secretary General Guterres, and Turkish President Erdogan in Lviv, Ukraine. A Mayville, New York judge refused to grant bail Thursday to the man accused of trying to kill Salman Rushdie as the Satanic Verses author prepared to give a talk in Western New York. 24-year-old Haiti Martar will remain behind bars for now. The Justice Department announced Thursday three men, including a mafia hitman, have been charged in the 2018 killing of Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger in a West Virginia prison. The charges come nearly 4 years after Bulger's killing, which raises questions about why the known snitch was placed in the general population of the prison instead of a more protective housing environment. The convicts were charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.